This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. A settler rampage in the West Bank sparks a rare condemnation from Israeli leaders. AP correspondent Karen Shemis reports.
One witness, Sufyan Jit, said the rampage was like a war waged on the village of Jit near Nablus, as over 100 masked Israeli settlers shot live ammunition at Palestinians, burned homes and cars, and damaged water tankers. On a visit to Israel, UK Foreign Minister David Lammy told reporters,
"The widespread rampage and chasing of people from their homes is abhorrent."
Israel's president condemned the violence, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israelis who carried out criminal acts would be prosecuted. However, rights groups say that arrests for settler violence are rare and prosecutions even rarer. I'm Karen Shemas.
President Biden says he's optimistic about prospects for a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
President Biden says he's optimistic about prospects for a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas after 2 days of talks in Doha.
"We are closer than we've ever been."
The president told reporters in the Oval Office he doesn't want to jinx anything.
"But we're not there yet. It's much, much closer than it was 3 days ago."
The president's expressed optimism at other points during the 10-month war, only for talks to break down. This time, mediators hope to get together again in Cairo next week to seal a deal.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Military authorities in the eastern Ukrainian city of Pokrovsk have urged civilians to speed up their evacuation because the Russian army is quickly closing in on what was for months been one of Moscow's key targets. Authorities said in a Telegram post Friday that Russian troops are, quote, advancing at a